Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Your papers, please. Don't laugh thinking that I am referring to the government scrutiny imposed by the former Soviet Union on citizens engaging in domestic travel. No, what I am talking about takes effect in America on January 1, 2016. In 2005, Congress passed the Real ID law to create a national identification system by incorporating the driver licensing systems of every state. To accomplish this goal, each state would be required to modify their driver's license to add more data about the holder. The purpose was to make expanded personal information instantly available to all governments nationwide. Among the additional data would be a facial image capture, which means a head photograph, as well as digital images of all the source documents presented when applying for a driver's license. At first, many state governments objected to this unfunded mandate. Half either passed resolutions against the Real ID or enacted legislation to prohibit the state government from implementing the requirements. This opposition delayed implementation of a national identification card. However, bureaucrats in many states have now quietly complied. Here in Michigan, the driver's licenses now issued have some of these added features. The enhanced Michigan driver's license introduced a few years ago mostly complies with the Real ID requirements. Still, the Michigan Secretary of State has not yet certified to the federal government that the enhanced license is fully compliant. At the beginning of next year, anyone hoping to board a domestic flight in Michigan and other states will be required to present Real ID compliant identification, or they will not be able to board. Right now in Michigan, the only compliant identification is a U.S. passport. Like most of you, that means I will have to show my passport to be able to fly within this country. The pattern in the Soviet Union and elsewhere is that forcing people to show such identification was not limited to air travel. Eventually, it became mandatory to show your national ID to board a train or inner-city buses or pass through checkpoints on roads. Will you be ready in 10 months when you are asked for your papers, please? That's all for now. Tune in again next time for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.